Now, today, we are going to introduce you to artificial intelligence in healthcare. My name is Dr. Apeksha, and I am 18 years experience in healthcare industry with expertise in healthcare operations and digitalization. Today, we are going to talk about introducing you all to artificial intelligence in healthcare. Artificial intelligence is taking over all over the industry, and the same it is doing for the healthcare. So the objective of this chapter is to explore various aspects of artificial intelligence in the context of healthcare. So it includes the scope of artificial intelligence in healthcare, the history and evaluation, which is also one of the important factors, understand how healthcare has evolved day by day throughout the years and how it has captured the healthcare industry. Key trends in AI technologies as they apply to healthcare domain. So what are the current key trends in AI technologies which are coming up in healthcare domain? How they are changing the way healthcare is doing or how the healthcare is performing its regular activities or operations. Now introducing AI in healthcare, let us first understand the first four fundamental objectives of healthcare. The objectives, how AI is going to improve population health, improve the patient experience, which is also foremost important in healthcare, is patient experience. How patients' experience in healthcare is going to improve, how it is going to be taken care of, and enhance caregivers' experience. Of course, it is also an important factor or an objective, like how AI is going to enhance the caregivers' experience. It is going to reduce the cost of healthcare, and that is going to help us, you know, in expanding health facilities in the rural areas. So as we talk about objectives, there are also challenges to the innovations and transformations of healthcare. See, as we know, healthcare is evolving day by day, but of course, as AI is also developing, there are challenges to innovations and how the healthcare is transforming. So first, most challenges, if I would say, is rising population, aging population across the world, growing chronic diseases, and rising cost of healthcare globally. So these are, you know, we know how right now we are billions and soon we'll be trillions, and the aging population across the world is growing. The chronic diseases, every day we come up across new chronic disease which have entered the ecosystem or evolved, and people are suffering from those chronic disease. And rising cost, oh, nothing to say about it. It's always rising. We know the cost have increased. The cost, which was, you know, few years back, has overpassed, and now it's much more higher for a healthcare. Though we are innovating, the innovation comes with a cost, yes, and it is rising the healthcare cost also. So let me introduce AI or artificial intelligence in healthcare. We all went through the pandemic, the challenge of COVID-19, it challenged the ecosystem, healthcare ecosystem. It challenged the healthcare workers. It challenged the caregivers, the caretakers. So overall, pandemic affected our healthcare system widely. It is across the world, it affected it with understanding that we were not prepared for it. Unpreparedness to handle pandemic, untested processes, unrehearsed procedure drills, the shortness of healthcare workforce. There was healthcare workers were not available. There was shortage of healthcare workers. The patient volumes were much more higher and not able to manage by the current healthcare force. The inadequacy of healthcare infrastructure. We faced inadequacy of healthcare infrastructure where hospital beds were not available. The hospital supplies were not available. There was shortage of oxygen cylinders. There was shortage of medicines, the pharma products. And of course, inequities in timely access of care. So there was no timely access of care available. As there were no beds, we were not able to reach the patients. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why AI has evolved currently. We needed it and it got involved because the processes or we were not prepared. There were healthcare system failed in pandemic. Though we recovered from that failure, we took over. But still, there was a part where we were not prepared to how to handle the pandemic. So now moving ahead, let us talk about AI, how AI enhances the experiences. So data processing and predictive capabilities of AI help us manage resources and act proactively. So when I talk about data processing and predictive capabilities, AI stores loads of data which help us understanding or predict the capabilities. By having a data, we can make more firm decisions based on the data, which help us improve the processes, build in the opportunities, or build in the services which are required as per the healthcare infra or healthcare system. It helps us make decisions, concurrent decisions, with the predictive analysis what we can get after collating the data or after data processing. The increasing availability of multimodal data. When I talk about increasing availability of multimodal data, there are different sources from where the data is collected, different sources from where the data is accommodated, which can be utilized for to create a better healthcare system, to improve the healthcare system overall with different sources. So there are sources which come from the patient sources, which come from hospitals, various departments, operations, medical services. So throughout the data is collated, and then throughout the world data is collated, and then it helps us making a better decision. Multimodal data, genomics, economics, demographic, clinical phenotypes, all kinds of clinical information regarding patients, disease systems, as well as relevant demographic data such as age, ethnicity, and gender. So all this is available throughout the world. When we talk about AI or artificial intelligence, it involves multiple sources from the data is collected, the data of age, ethnicity, gender. So basically, we can predict a data, we can collate a data throughout the world from a hospital in UAE or a hospital in UK, which may have a similar kind of symptoms or similar kind of patients, which can be used as a reference data while we are treating the patients in India. And that is only possible with AI, how AI collates the data. Going ahead, technology innovations in mobile and IoTs, Internet of Things, which is trending nowadays. Everyone has the health apps on their mobile. You know, it is evolving. The technology is evolving. The healthcare apps take care where they support us, protect us, and also give us real-time data about our health. Computing power and data security to transform healthcare delivery through AI-augmented healthcare systems. Yes, AI-augmented healthcare systems help us deliver precision healthcare systems. So, you know, we can have precise locations when we are treating a patient with CA or cancer. We can actually, you know, with AI-augmented data, can have precisions where we can give a radiotherapy or a chemotherapy, which will help, you know, a better improved health. So computing power and data security, it transforms the delivery, completely transforms the delivery, gives us a new approach in treating the patient. Cloud computing, providing the computing capacity for the analysis of considerably large amount of data at higher speeds, lower cost compared with the traditional on-premises infrastructure of healthcare organization. So when we talk about cloud computing data, I already spoke about it, where, you know, we can access sitting in India, we can access the data all over the world, which is at a higher speed, lower cost, and, as you know, compared to the traditional way of collecting the data or analyzing the data, we can do it a better, faster way at a lower cost, and which helps us improve the healthcare system. So now let us go and define the scope of healthcare, define and scope of AI in healthcare. So AI in healthcare refers to use of artificial intelligent technologies to enhance the delivery of medical services, improve patient outcomes, and streamline administrative processes. Like I spoke before, artificial intelligence helps us improve the processes. The data which is collected in artificial intelligence is a large data, which helps us take administrative decisions, which help us enhance the patient outcome by referring the data throughout the world where similar condition or similar case has been treated. We can we have enough data of research, you know, the research data, what we can view or overview about the research data, have reference articles throughout the world. AI helps us doing that. The delivery of medical services, it enhances the delivery of medical services. So AI leverages machine learning, natural language processing or NLP, deep learning, big data, cloud computing, robotics and other advanced technologies to analyze vast amounts of data, make predictions and support decision making. So the AI collates the data. So natural language processing, deep learning. So these, you know, AI helps us collate the data, a vast amount of data, and predict it and support decision making. So previously, when we were in a particular hospital, the data was not available holistically, you know, we were not accessible, the net was not accessible. If we see 20 years back or 30 years back, the data was not easily available. But now with AI, machine learning, natural language processing, we have data at a fingertip. Yes, we know the data, and that helps us, you know, in making certain decisions. I sitting here can get multiple access to multiple doctors' opinions or multiple processes I can understand from various organizations through AI help. I can go through the multiple research papers, the data it has, through a fingertip. Like with one click, I can have access to the data, which will help me making predictions and support the decision making. The scope of AI in healthcare includes numerous applications. So it is included throughout the applications across various stakeholders in healthcare ecosystem. So AI not only just focuses on the patient, but it also helps us streamlining the administrative process, like I said before, and also help us improving the caregivers and caretakers, both the stakeholders experience. So application is across various stakeholders in the entire ecosystem. Scope of AI in healthcare. Over last two decades, we have seen how AI in healthcare has grown considerably across all the stakeholders and has impacted the entire healthcare ecosystem, empowering software used by healthcare organization as well as the wearable technologies, IoT devices used by the patients. In the last few years, the technology has advanced to an extent where there has been a wider domain of patient-centric healthcare. The AI-powered applications not only encompasses the entire spectrum end-to-end from research and development, but from manufacturing to pharmaceutical companies and supply chain to healthcare organizations. So the picture you see is a schematic presentation of the scope of AI over the healthcare systems, where we see a patient, healthcare institutions, healthcare supply chain, healthcare providers, where healthcare providers are further, you know, the pharmacies, the distributors, the research institutions, government bodies, and regulatories. So further explaining the role of the schematic presentations of the scope, patients, the primary recipients of healthcare services, which needs and the well-being and drives the entire ecosystem. So patient is the foremost important recipient, primary recipient of healthcare services. Patients, all the processes, all the infra is always across the universe or across the world is always patient-centric. All the processes are patient-centric. Further, we see healthcare providers, which are the professionals, including doctors, nurses, pharmacists, healthcare technicians, paramedics, and many more people who are involved in the patient care or patient's betterment. Institutions include the hospitals, clinics, daycare centers, primary health care centers, which included the private and the government infrastructures, healthcare infrastructures. So when we talk about payers, we have public payers and the private payers. When we talk about public payers, it's the government programs or the government schemes. Like we have Ayushman Bharat, we have CGHS scheme, which is a subsidized healthcare schemes for the people below poverty or who cannot afford health services or who need government's aid for a health health services. Private payers include the insurance company, employees, and the individual who do payouts for their individual health. So insurance companies, we have multiple insurance companies like Aditya Birla, Tata Health, Religare Insurance. So there are multiple stakeholders in the insurance company which provide patient the payout facility, or you know, the who take care of the patient's payments. So government bodies and regulations are the people who set policies, procedures, and standards to ensure that quality, safety, and accessibility of healthcare services are there, provided to the patient well. So these are basically headed by the health ministry and are taken care by the regulatory agencies which are there. So we do have NABH, we do have JCI quality accreditations, which help us monitor that, you know, the quality and safety are provided to the patients, are provided in the healthcare infrastructures, which ensure that the patient gets quality care or quality healthcare facilities. Then we have pharmaceuticals and medical device companies which research, develop, and manufacture new products and medications which help in patients, patients' health recovery at a better rate. Distributors who help us, or supply chain facility which ensures that the medical products or the medical medicines reach to the patient timely, are provided in the hospital timely so that patient is benefited. Research institutions which actually conduct research on new products, on the new facilities, on the new treatments throughout, and it helps us improve the existing healthcare facilities, improve us in innovations in the healthcare facilities, which enhances the healthcare facilities. So public health organizations focus on population health, disease prevention, health promotion, and epidemiological studies. So public health organizations also are part of this ecosystem. Then healthcare supply chain, we have already spoken it at the part of our distributors. So this chain helps us in delivering necessary medical products. Which also, so when we talk about supply chain or a pharmaceutical industry, it includes manufacturing of the products, manufacturing of the medical devices, distributing, which includes the logistic and the wholesalers, and then it reaches to healthcare providers, healthcare takers, and healthcare givers. So the hospitals, the clinics, and the pharmacy. So regulatory compliance, which is mentioned here, ensures all products meet safety and efficacy, and which follow the standards set rule by the regulatory bodies. It is for the safety of patients, which also includes multiple licenses and approvals. Like we have Nursing Home Act, which is a license. Then we have ARB licenses, which ensure that the healthcare institute is safe and provides a quality care to the patient. So we understood the healthcare ecosystem now. Okay, we understood the scope of AI in healthcare. We understood the scope of the AI in healthcare ecosystem. So now also understand the healthcare ecosystem. It is a complex network. So as I spoke, you know, multiple stakeholders are involved. It includes the organization, the processes aimed at maintaining and improving health of individuals and populations. So healthcare in system ecosystem is a complex network. The main goal of the healthcare ecosystem is to deliver quality healthcare services efficiently and effectively. So when I talk about efficiently, it is and effectively, it includes that healthcare ecosystem, the delivery of quality care, or you know, the health services to the patient is provided efficiently, and the results are effective. The patients, the outcomes of the patient's recovery is better. So it encompasses a broad range of stakeholders. Like we spoke about the stakeholders, which included the providers, the patient, the payers, the policymakers, regulatory bodies, suppliers, and the supporting infrastructure. So healthcare ecosystem is made up of multiple stakeholders. We spoke about patient-centric healthcare system. Yes, that is one of the most important thing, is patient-centric health system. Our health system should be built across the patient. patient should always be center at the center of any decisions we make for the patient care. So though the other stakeholders are equally important, but there should always be patient in between or in the center of whatever decisions are taken. So the other stakeholders include your policymakers, your regulatory bodies, suppliers, and the supporting infrastructure. So we spoke about healthcare ecosystem, where we know that the government regulators like policies, regulations, quality, and safety standards. So all these are taken care by the government, and it is headed by Health Ministry, who ensures that the policy, the right policies are made, the right regulations are made with the focus very clear to the patient, patient-centric focus. The accessibility of healthcare is provided to the patient. So, as we know, the payers, we spoke about the payers, we spoke about the distributors, we spoke about the manufacturing industries, which also helps in innovations of new devices, new products, new pharmaceutical products. Then supply of those products ensure that they reach a patient on time, that it is supplied to the various healthcare institutes, including the nursing, daycare centers, tertiary care hospitals, or even the primary healthcare centers. Then we also have research institutes, what we spoke about before. So it includes the public health, the research and institutions which help us develop the new research for the better patient care, for improving the patient's healthcare facilities, enhancing the patient care. So we also spoke about public health organizations, like government hospital, government pharmacists. So there are a lot of things which are involved or included in the healthcare ecosystem. So now that we saw a healthcare ecosystem, we spoke about the key stakeholders. Now let's run through the stakeholders once again. So the main patient-centric system. So patient is the main and foremost stakeholder. He's the recipient of healthcare services, whose needs and well-being drive the entire ecosystem, like I spoke about you. The healthcare providers include the professionals, including the doctors, nurses, pharmacists, technologists, technicians, paramedics, and allied health professionals. And then we spoke about the institution that includes the hospitals, clinic, primary health centers, tertiary care centers, daycare centers, which are the institutions or healthcare providers. Then we spoke about the payers, the public and private payers, where public includes the government programs and the social insurance schemes, while private includes the insurance companies, the employers, the individual paying out of pocket. Government bodies and regulators set policies, as we understood before, and which is health ministries, which heads the regulatory government bodies and are the decision makers for the betterment of patients' quality healthcare. Pharmaceutical industries and the medical device companies includes, you know, research, develop, manufacture, and market medications and medical devices. Distributors facilitate the supply chain, ensure that the medical products reach the providers and the patients. So now that we have understood the key stakeholders in healthcare ecosystem, let us go ahead and understand it more further, where it also includes research institutions which conduct medical research to advance knowledge and develop new treatment. So it develops new treatment, it enhances the healthcare services, it improves the existing treatment to the next level. Now with the AI, we are focusing on precision healthcare, where we understand the complications are less, the treatment is focused, which improves the healthcare outcomes. And there are a lot of researches going on the advancement of the healthcare system or the technologies which are used in the patient care. Public health care organizations, we also spoke about it before, but now let's run through it, understanding how it focuses on population health and disease prevention. We went through a pandemic, and there are a lot of epidemics which come across, and public health organization ensures that the people in their vicinity or in their governmental policies are taken care of, are prevented from, you know, the epidemics, are provided required vaccinations at subsidized rates, they ensure that the public health is taken care of. Healthcare supply chain, which includes the supply chain and healthcare ecosystem, by critical, which is one of the most critical thing. We underwent pandemic and we knew there were no medications, there was shortage of oxygen cylinders, there was shortage of medical supplies, people were running, crying, howling over unavailability of medications. We saw people die without receiving medications. So we understand how important the healthcare supply chain is. Yes, we have spoken about it before also, but let's run through it and understand it in a better way. How healthcare supply chain plays a very crucial and the critical part in delivering the medical products and services efficiently to the stakeholders, which includes the healthcare institutes, healthcare daycare centers, the primary healthcare centers, the government, you know, hospitals, the private hospitals. So if, you know, imagine yourself not having the supply of critical drugs in your organization and how, you know, how it will impact the treatment of patient, how the patient will, we will be so helpless in improving the patient's health or ensuring that, you know, patient survives through the criticality. Without medications, without the supply chain management, we are so helpless in treating the patients. And that's why it is one of the important and the critical part of healthcare ecosystem or one of the important stakeholders. So it includes manufacturing, where pharmaceutical industry includes of manufacturing and development, production, quality control of the medications, which includes your injections and your oral medications and your various type of pharmaceutical medications. While medical device company evolves, designs, produces and testing of new medical equipment. When we talk about new medical equipment and devices, we see how, you know, an X-ray machine has evolved from an old X-ray machine to now currently used digital and AI based. So we have come a long way how medical devices have evolved with the time. Now we have machines which, you know, if the dose is fixed, it automatically goes to the patient, where previously the dosage was managed manually, mixed, prepared manually. But now with AI, with digitalization, with a new set of equipments, we can do it. We don't need a manual intervention. Distribution, yes, it's not only about producing, developing, evolving the services, but also the distribution, which is one of the most important factors. Imagine something, it is lying in the pharmaceutical industry, but is not provided to the patient in a hospital. Yes, distribution channel is important, as is the, you know, as developing or preparing the medications or production of medications or the devices is important. So the distribution further is logistic providers and wholesalers. So logistic providers are the company handling transportation and storage of medical products. It includes the company transporting the medical products, including the pharmaceutical as well as medical devices. The wholesalers are the middleman between the logistic providers and the healthcare system or hospitals. So they distribute pharmaceuticals and medical devices to the providers and the pharmacies, which eventually reaches the patient. Healthcare providers include hospital and clinics and pharmacies. So when we all know what hospital's role is, and that is the place where we receive and store medical products, ensure they are available for patient. Availability to for patient care is equally important and the most important thing in healthcare ecosystem. So as I spoke before, that anything which is, you know, created, produced, available in the industry or in the company, in the manufacturing unit, and not reaching to patient is of no use. So the as we spoke about how distribution is important, storing is also important in hospital and clinics. Those are the channels which patient receive those products from. So hospital and clinics, and then pharmacies, which directly dispense medications to patients and provides necessary advice and information. So whenever a doctor prescribes a medicine to a patient, the pharmacy ensures that the right medicine is dispensed to the patient, and he explains the patient about how it has to be consumed. So they also provide necessary information to the patient while doctor writes the prescription. So now we talk about healthcare providers. Yes, we have spoken about it before, but let's get into brief of healthcare providers, which includes your regulatory compliance at first. So regulatory compliance ensures that the product meets safety and efficiency. So the standards are set by regulatory bodies. Now these include, what does it regulatory compliance include? It includes the licenses and approval and quality assurance. So whenever a product is manufactured, it ensures that the regulatory, it is within the regulatory bodies, the quality is maintained as per the regulatory bodies. So the licenses are obtained. So like we have FDA, which monitors the pharmacy products, which ensures that the right temperature is maintained while the supply chain is done, or ensures that the quality is maintained. Unless that, they do not approve or provide the licenses. And also they have regular inspections and do cancel licenses if they feel that the regulatory standards are not maintained. Quality assurance ensures regular monitoring, like I spoke about it. So it is not a one-time process that once you receive a license and later you will not, you are done with it. You do not have to do anything about it. No, you have to ensure that the quality is maintained throughout, because there is a team which is going to manage or monitor your quality, and there will be regular audit which ensures that you maintain the compliance throughout. Later, now let's come to technology and innovations. Yes, healthcare IT, a technology to improve supply chain, inventory management, electronic healthcare, and telemedicine. Here, the AI plays. See, AI plays a role throughout every stakeholders. And healthcare IT, if we see, have evolved overall. While we understood that there were, the manual prescriptions written on paper, which would not be found when later patient comes for a follow-up, we have electronic health records, which maintains patient's data throughout his treatment. Today, I may get a data 10 years ago where I was treated. If my healthcare records are saved by electronic media, it is available at a tip. I get trends of the blood tests, what I have done throughout the years, which helps me understand how my blood reports are evolving or how my health is evolving throughout. It helps. Telemedicine helps. There are telemedicine platforms like tele-ICUs, teleconsultations, teleradiology. So telemedicine is a huge platform which is evolving with the help of AI and technology. And all this come under healthcare innovation of technology. Innovations are there in the delivery, where new methods such as drone delivery of medication supplies in remote areas is one of the new innovations we can see. Now that we have spoken about the key stakeholders in the healthcare ecosystem, let's understand what is the scope of AI in healthcare. Yes, the scope of AI in healthcare, which is related to every stakeholders we have spoken about, which includes your patient, institutions, healthcare providers, which includes your healthcare professionals, pharmaceutical industry, healthcare supply chain, payers, healthcare rules and regulations, and public health organization. So AI is throughout the healthcare, and is every stakeholder is evolving as per the AI, artificial intelligence. Now let's go ahead and understand the category of AI powered system. So there are patient-centric systems, there are care provider-related systems, and manufacturing, logistic operations, government and regulation-related. Alternatively, let us talk, there are also caretaker applications, there are caregiver applications, healthcare industry applications, supply chain applications, policy and public applications and regulatory applications. We are going to talk about all those applications in our next few slides. So let's move ahead.